From Tidbits on March 14th, 2011, this is Tidbits Japanese Translators Unharmed in Earthquake and Tsunami by Adam C. Angst. One of the highly pleasant side effects of publishing Tidbits for nearly 21 years is it's given us the opportunity to meet and work with many people around the world. The downside of that is that you worry about your friends in situations like the earthquake and associated tsunami that crashed against the eastern coast of northeastern Japan last week. While many thousands of people remain unaccounted for, and the Japanese struggle to maintain their damaged nuclear reactors, we did receive one small bit of good news here. All the volunteers who translate Tidbits into Japanese each week survived the earthquake and tsunami unharmed, with most of them happening to live in parts of Japan that were largely unaffected. That said, it's impossible not to worry about the thousands of Tidbits readers in Japan who we don't know personally. The toll on human lives, property, and the Japanese economy is incalculable, and the effort to recover and rebuild will be immense. You can get a sense of the damage and destruction from Boston.com's big picture page of photos from the initial event and the aftermath, plus interactive before and after satellite photos published by the New York Times and video footage at BBC News. Donations to relief efforts are extremely welcome. Google has a page linking to a number of the primary relief organizations working in Japan now. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and really hoping for the best here. It's horrible hearing about all the people who have been hurt and everything that's been damaged, but we'll see what happens as time goes on and we learn more.